From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. France Today buried one of the policemen killed in last week's attack on the magazine Charlie Hebdo. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the officer, a Muslim, was posthumously awarded the Legion of Honor.
Ahmed Merabet would have celebrated his 41st birthday last week, but he's now buried in a Muslim cemetery in the northeast of Paris. Hundreds of people attended his funeral, clapping as Merabet's coffin went by. Londoner Ali Mohammed was in Paris and decided to come.
I'm a Muslim, yeah. But it's not about that. It doesn't matter who we are. It's about someone who gave his life to protect freedom of speech, really. We're all Ahmed. You know, all of us are.
Before the funeral, Merabet was posthumously awarded France's highest recognition, the Legion of Honor Medal, along with the two other officers killed in the 3 days of attacks.
La France tout entière.
French President François Hollande said Merabet had died a hero, and all of France shared his family's pain. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
President Obama today renewing his calls for increased cybersecurity. Speaking at the National Cybersecurity and Communication Integration Center in Arlington, Virginia, the president called on Congress to pass cybersecurity legislation and encourage companies to share threat information with the government. The president's proposals are similar to some that have languished on Capitol Hill and have yet to be implemented due to privacy concerns. Lower gas prices likely will save the average U.S. family $750 this year. That's according to the U.S. Energy Department. NPR's Jeff Brady says the agency projects oil and gas prices will remain lower than last year through 2015.
Oil prices are the big reason. They fell every month for the last 6 months of 2014. Now they're at levels the country hasn't seen since the recession ended, currently under $50 a barrel. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says domestic oil production is a big reason prices are down. U.S. drillers are pumping oil at rates not seen since the 1970s. At the same time, world demand has not risen as fast as many analysts expected. The Energy Department says regular gasoline averaged $3.36 a gallon in 2014. The agency believes it will average a dollar less than that this year. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Financial services and insurance company MetLife says it wants a federal judge to review its designation as an entity that is, quote, too big to fail. MetLife announced today it will submit a filing in U.S. District Court seeking to overturn the Financial Stability Oversight Council's designation of the company as a non-bank, systemically important financial institution. With that designation come stricter guidelines from agencies responsible for federal oversight of the industry. MetLife has claimed the designation will mean higher costs for consumers and hurt competition. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 27 points to end the session at 17,613. The Nasdaq was down 3. The S&P 500 fell 5 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A study of the mudslide that claimed the lives of 43 people in Washington State last March shows the hillside that gave way was saturated, making the resulting slide especially destructive. According to a report in the Daily Herald newspaper, the soil basically lost its coherence, resulting in a liquid-like flow that buried homes. The information comes from a study published last week by U.S. Geological Survey hydrologists based in Vancouver. Oscar-winning director Woody Allen is agreeing to make his first TV series for Amazon's streaming video service. NPR television critic Eric Deggan says the project is another example of the tumbling boundaries between film and television.
When a reporter asked Woody Allen a few years ago how he uses computers, he had a pretty simple response.
I wouldn't know how to plug it in or, you know, have no interest in it whatsoever.
Now the 79-year-old director has agreed to create a TV series for a video streaming service developed by an online retailer. Allen, creator of classic films such as Annie Hall and Manhattan, will write and direct a series with half-hour episodes for Amazon. Though Allen started his career writing for TV programs like The Ed Sullivan Show, he's never created a series before. Amazon has not said how many episodes he will make, what the show concept is, or when the program will be released. Eric Deggans, NPR News.
Connecticut is the latest state to consider whether to allow electric vehicle maker Tesla to sell its cars directly to consumers rather than using independent franchise dealerships. State lawmakers say they will take public input on the matter. State law in Connecticut and a number of other states prevents vehicle makers from directly selling. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.